What is going on, beautiful people? Welcome to another episode of The Narcissist Code. I'm your favorite self-aware narcissist, Mr. Lee Hammack, better known as Mental Illness across all social media platforms. This is your first time seeing my face or hearing my voice. I'm a clinically diagnosed narcissist, and I use my platform on social media to raise awareness for NPD, get more people into therapy, and also validate the victims, survivors, and thrivers of said disorder, said toxic people, said toxic traits. Today's episode is going to be about, goodness gracious, y'all. It's going to be about how love bombing is different for everybody, y'all. How love bombing is specifically catered to the person that is experiencing said love bombing. Before we hop into today's episode, y'all, make sure you hop over to Amazon, take a look at the self-love journal, I Love Me, a self-love journal by Lee Hammack, help you rebuild that self-love and identity after that toxic relationship dynamic, y'all. But yeah, hop into it, y'all. Love bombing from a narcissistic person looks different for everybody.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24/7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
But Lee, what do you mean? Love bombing is extravagant gifts. Yeah, I know this is what people say. Love bombing is just based on extravagant gifts. A lot of different things. Gifts, money, just taking you out on dates, being everything that you've ever wanted and needed in a significant other or a person or a job or whatever situation that you're involved in. Like, love bombing process involved the narcissistic person giving you everything that you've been praying for, everything that you wanted and needed, an answer to your dreams, so to speak. You know what I mean? And this is what happens a lot of times. But like, the key phrase in that, y'all, is everything that you've wanted and needed, everything you've been asking for. Everybody doesn't want and need the same exact thing outside of food, shelter, water, whatever. Everybody doesn't want the same exact thing. You mean everybody has different wants. Some people want Louis Vuitton. Some people want Nike. You see what I'm saying? Everybody has different wants and needs and whatnot. So love bombing is going to be different for everybody. Love bombing doesn't have to be extravagant gifts. Love bombing could just be an ear to listen to. Like, you never had somebody listen like this. You can feel love bombed because somebody is overwhelming you with attention, just giving you attention. You mean just talking to you, just being your friend, you know, just getting to know you on a more serious level. Love bombing can look different to every single person, y'all. Love bombing doesn't mean that they're going to go out here and buy you a yacht. Love bombing could be them buying you your favorite book, which could be the self-love journal on Amazon. That's what love bombing could look like. I was like, Lee. But I'm sorry, y'all. But seriously, love bombing is going to look different for every single person, y'all. Everybody is experiencing it. They could just give you something small. They could, you know, get put, like, y'all, love bombing is going to look different for every single person. That's just the way it goes. You know what I mean? When people say the love bombing was intense, what do you think? When you think of love bombing, this today's like homework today. When you think about the phrase love bombing, what pops into your head? Write it in the comment section, y'all. What pops into your head when you hear the phrase love bombing? Because people think it's it sounds like something's blowing up. A love bomb. It sounds like somebody dropped a heart-shaped bomb from a helicopter and it just blew up in your life. You see what I'm saying? That's what love bombing, that's what people think it is. But love bombing could just be extra. It just could be an add-on. It just can be going the extra mile, and you can feel love bombed. You know what I mean? Because everybody doesn't get the extravagant things. Everybody doesn't have the means to provide you extravagant things. Because I've heard people that I've done one-on-ones with, it's like, this person love bombed me, but they were a bum. You know, they didn't have anything to offer. They were homeless or whatever. They love bomb me with homelessness. You know what I mean? I was just like, how they love bomb you with no income, no bed, no nothing. They love bombed you and moved in with you because they might have been providing you the love bombing from that bum type person might have been sexual in nature. They could have just clapped the cheeks really, really well. You see what I'm saying? They could have just put it on you really, really well. And that felt like love bombing. Like I said, because it doesn't always have to be this intense, huge thing. It can be something very minute. It can love bombing. It can just be an extra add on. It can be writing you poems or letters if that's what you like. Love bombing is giving you more of what you already like. You know what I'm saying? If you are a very frugal person who doesn't, you know, who doesn't really care about fancy things, somebody buying you a $40,000 watch isn't going to necessarily seem like love bombing to you. It's going to be too intense. You see what I'm saying? Love bombing to you might not be a fancy watch or a new car or something along those lines. Love bombing for you could be something way more. They can just be good to your kids. You see what I'm saying? The first time meeting your kids can love them because they shower your kids in gifts. You see what I'm saying? They are different with your kids than they are with you, especially during the love bombing phase. You know what I mean? But it's going to happen quite a bit though. Yeah. That's what I tell people. Love bombing doesn't always have to be this huge, massive thing. Like we went on trips. Does that happen? Yeah. You can go on trips and vacations and spend a lot of money, get a new car. Some people will love that $40,000 watch, $50,000 pair of shoes. $50,000 pair of shoes. I'm pretty sure there are some shoes out there that cost somewhere around there. But let's just say, let's get it down. Like $500 shoes. Like I said, that might work for some people, but it might not work for others.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
Your love bombing is going to be different than the person commenting above you's love bombing. Don't put what you like, y'all. If you're out here single and looking to mingle, don't put what type of love bombing will work on you. Don't do that because you might get a narcissistic person that looks in the comment section. Hey, I like that too. Hey, I like that. Let's go out on a date. And you all done got love bombed from my page or something like that. Don't do that, y'all. Don't do that. Do not do that. Do not do that. You see what I'm saying? Because hey, like I say, love bombing can look differently for everybody experiencing it, y'all. Your love bombing is going to be different than your neighbor's love bombing, than your best friend's love bombing, than your mom's love bombing, the love bombing that your mom received or your dad received. Because back in the day, you know, you could love bomb somebody with just having a job, you know. But this is the thing right here about love bombing, though, y'all. Love bombing does require, you know, if they, a lot of times a narcissist uses to love bomb you is what they learned from the previous relationship, y'all. If they don't know you or they're trying to get to know you, if they're being very analytical with you and trying to study you and things like that, they're trying to learn how to love bomb you a lot of times. They're trying to see what works. You see what I'm saying? Because again, certain things that work for my ex might not work on you. You might be a high heel person. My ex was a tennis shoe person. You see what I'm saying? There's so many different aspects that go on here into these scenarios and these situations. Like love bombing is catered to you. Just like you're catering for a wedding, love bombing is catered to you. And like I said, a lot of times the narcissist is just using things that worked to love bomb an ex, you know, an ex partner or whatever. They're using techniques that they learned from listening to their ex. But if that doesn't work out, they might become a very astute listener to you. They might listen to you and things like that. You know, it just happens that way, y'all. So protect yourself against the love bombs out here, y'all. We're actually writing a song right now called Love Bombs. But like I said, your love bombing is going to look different for every single person experiencing it. That narcissistic person is going to sit right there, listen to you, absorb what you have to say about yourself, what you like, your likes and dislikes, and use that to have the ingredients for their own personal life love bomb. You mean, a song playing, like whatever song you listen to, your favorite song from back in the day. They might have that playing on the radio or something like that. That can feel like a love bomb, y'all. It seems like it's just like, really, that doesn't classify as a love bomb. What is your definition of love bomb? Because it doesn't always have to be, you know, some bombs have little explosions. Not every single bomb is going to blow up like damn TNT or something like that. It's not going to blow up like an atomic bomb or something along those lines, a nuke, so to speak, and whatnot. But like I said, that this is going to continue to happen, y'all. Like, make people earn your information. Generic love bombing, they can start off with some generic love bombing, but eventually, if they want to make it work with you or try to snare you in, they're going to cater the love bombing to the things that you like and you dislike. And, well, Lee, how do they know what we like and we well, Lee, how do they know what we like and dislike? Go check your Facebook. Check your TikTok, check your Instagram, check your likes and dislikes on there. You listed it. Check your dating profile, your likes and dislikes. Y'all are helping narcissists. When you have your wants and needs on your dating profile, you are helping narcissists become like relationship scammers. Y'all, they're relationship scammers. Like, really, love scammers. They're love scammers. Like, when you are, all your information is readily available online, you become, like I said, they become a love scammer, like a love scammer. They will absolutely scam the steam off of you. You know what I mean? By using the information that you provided them to personalize your love bomb. It's coming. Like I said, they're going to personalize that love bomb for you. Get inside of that head of yours and mess with you. Because that's what a lot of narcissistic, toxic people do, y'all. They're going to concoct their own personalized love bomb for you. It's gonna blow up and whatever. But like I said, they could very well just use what they learned from the they could just use what their ex asked them to do, and they never did it. They could be giving you everything that they promised their exes, and that they can use that to formulate a love bomb as well, y'all. But anyways, y'all, I had to hop off of this thing. I had one last one-on-one for today. Again, y'all, check out the Self-Love Journal on Amazon. Like and subscribe for more. And as always, mental illness is out. Peace. What is going on, beautiful people? Thank you so much for making it to the end of my video, watching it all the way through, y'all. If you haven't already, go ahead and hit that subscribe button, y'all. Turn on notifications so you don't miss a video and whatnot, and so we can help reach more people. Like I said in the beginning, the Self-Love brand is available. I have a Self-Love Journal that's available on Amazon as well to help you rebuild that self-love. Lee Hammack, I Love Me on Amazon and whatnot. Also do one-on-ones over Zoom and such as well, y'all. Like and subscribe for more. Mental Illness is out. Peace.